Comment ça va? Coming to you from Skybird Studios in Northumberland, New Hampshire, a land where summer is on a Tuesday. I'm DJ Frederick, or you can call me North Country Fred, and this is the Radio Thrift Shop. We play the dustiest of grooves. There's no agenda, no genre, just music that I enjoy sharing with you. It's all about the joys of musical discovery. I'm celebrating 50 years as a DJ, so thanks for listening and welcome to the Thrift Shop.
Thank you.
The Big Believe with Pirate Radio here at the Radio Thrift Shop, and that just seems like an appropriate summer song to launch this broadcast with. I'm DJ Frederick. I am here with you every Saturday evening on WSCS from 10 p.m. until midnight, and you can listen locally in the Kearsarge Sunapee region at 90.9 FM or around the world at classicalwscs.org. Now, each broadcast of the Radio Thrift Shop features an improvised or thematic playlist from my musical library and the Thrift Shop bargain bin. Coming up a little bit later in the program, we're going to play some more train songs. Why? Just because I love them. But until then, let's dig in the crates and drop the needle.
Exploring Science in the Sea. The great white shark probably is the most feared of all ocean animals. It gained that scary reputation 50 years ago, thanks to a blockbuster movie, Jaws. The movie premiered on June 20th, 1975, and quickly became the all-time box office champion. It scared a lot of people out of the water and set off a frenzy of shark killings. People killed thousands of them and even competed in shark hunting tournaments. Great whites can be fearsome. They're responsible for more human deaths than any other species of shark. In fact, a series of attacks along the New Jersey coast in 1916 was one of the inspirations for the novel upon which the movie was based. But the sharks aren't nearly as nasty as portrayed on screen. The movie version was much bigger than any real great white ever seen, and it was stronger and more tenacious. Biologists say that great whites don't pursue humans. Instead, a shark may attack because it confuses a person or surfboard with a seal, one of its favorite meals. Great whites don't have especially good eyesight, and they probably are colorblind. So they look for dark silhouettes on the surface, contrasted with the bright sky above. And scientists recently suggested a way to use that trait to keep the sharks from attacking. Researchers towed seal decoys behind a boat in shark-infested waters, and they found that adding stripes of bright lights to the underside of a decoy kept the sharks at bay, making it safer to get back in the water. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
It's time for a postcard from the wind, an audio postcard delivered from somewhere in the world by Phil Corbett.
The street signs have translations. Call Tunga, Kyle of Tongue, Gaelic first, English later. This town on the north coast of Scotland sits on a waterway called a Kyle, a geographic term that means a narrow arm of the sea. This one is home to a town called Tongue, and coincidentally, from above, it looks a bit like one. My brother, my dad, and myself set off from town, heading towards the mountains, the Monroes, the Corbetts. We try to remember the words. Scotland has had many tongues. Gaelic and Scots, Nordic, Pictish, English, and in each of them they have formed names for the different parts of this land. Mire, a piece of swampy ground just like the one we find ourselves trudging through as it begins to pour. Burn, a brook or a stream like the one flowing into the river. Croft, the old stone house we take shelter in. Carse, the low and fertile land along the bank of a river. Holm, a low, wet meadow drum, a sort of ridge. Shaw, a small wood or thicket. Skibby, a light passing shower. Postcards from the Wind are produced by me, Phil Corbett. More at thewind.org.
You're listening to Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. It's late night radio for the rest of us. Truly, free form, you never know what you're going to hear next.
Stop being so cryptic, man.
Joe Pass and Last Call for Coffee. Before the break, we heard Johnny Harris with Footprints on the Moon, and we also heard McNeil and Niles, a tune called Ya Ya from their album Thrust, a very rare one, but it's been reissued recently, so you can find it, and it's great, great stuff. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. I'm here every Saturday evening on WSCS from 10 p.m. until midnight. The show is the Radio Thrift Shop, and I would really love to hear from you. It's radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. That's radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. Make me happy. I'd love to get an email after 25 years. I don't think I've gotten one email on this program, so please just type away. 26 years. Oh my. I've been around a long time on these airwaves. Okay, time to shift tracks. All aboard, it's Train Songs on Radio Thrift Shop.
the engines roared. They pushed to the front, they fell to the back, buying and selling every inch of the track. Deep in the engines, fire in the hole, black-faced workers shoveling coal, all singing a sad refrain, we'll never get off of the runaway train.
Been uptown when that eve train come down, you could hear the whistle blow a thousand miles. Come on, fire. I'm walking these times with tears in my eyes. I'm trying to read a letter from my home. Lord, I feel so unnecessary. Hear the whistle blow, how lonesome she sounds. Lord, she blowed like she never blowed before. If this train runs right, see my woman Saturday night. Lord, I'm 500 miles away from home. Thank you. You can hear the whistle blow. You can count the days I'm gone. You can hear the whistle blow 500 miles.
Mr. John Renbourn with Train Tune. Before that, we heard the one and only String Bean with Train Special. And we started that set off with Eliza Gilkison, Runaway Train. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. This is the Radio Thrift Shop, where you never know what you're going to hear. I could have done a genre program and kind of stayed within one area, but nah, too boring. Anyways, I've been on the airwaves here at WSCS 25, going on 26 years, pretty much 26 years, and on the 50 years, half a century, since I crawled into a radio studio way back in the day at WUNH. I'm going to take a quick break on the train songs and let my friend One Deck Pete from London do a set. Here he is with his set called Off the Rails.
One Deck Pete presents Off the Rails.
Next station, Bank Nagata.
Thank you. Listen up real close now. Welcome to the night train. Welcome. Good things happening with intercommunications, baby.
Listen up real close now.
Welcome to the Night Train.
All you people out there,
listen up real close now. Welcome to the Night Train. Feeling no pain.
Night mail crossing the border, bringing the check and the postal order, letters for the rich, letters for the poor, the shop at the corner of the girl next door, pulling up, he took a steady climb, radiance against her, but she's on time.
This is DJ Frederick, also known as North Country Fred. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. It's never the same program twice. Email me with any musical requests for future broadcasts. That's RadioThriftShopNH@gmail.com, RadioThriftShopNH@gmail.com. And I'll see if I can find your request while I'm digging in the record crates.
I'm on my bed in New Orleans,
You're riding the rails on the Railroad Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. How not to do a radio show. Don't have a playlist thought out before the broadcast. Don't always announce all of the songs. Don't talk faster incessantly. Don't play well-known tunes. Don't play any Taylor Swift. For more tips on how not to do a radio show, follow me at Radio Thrift Shop every Saturday night at 10 p.m. on WSCS. That's classical, WSCS.org.